We'll begin with the first three stanzas of the hymn On Your Sheep, sung to a tune from our hymnal, though the words are not in our hymnal. From John chapter 21, the 17th verse. He said to him the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep." In Jesus' name. Over the past 5 years, there have been a lot of changes on this campus. Sometimes, though, when we think there should be great changes, we see none. And sometimes it seems as though even someone rising from the dead does not bring about much change. On this day in the 21st chapter of John, we find the disciples of Jesus by the Sea of Galilee, right where they had first been when he found many of them. They had been fishing all night long. And that's what they do here too. Just as they used to before Jesus called them to be his disciples. They had caught nothing all night long. And this was also something that had happened before to them. Not much change after Easter. When a stranger on the shore asks if they caught anything, their reply is short, almost grumpy, "No." Did not Jesus' resurrection make any difference for them? And then John, who calls himself the disciple whom Jesus loved, recognized the Lord. They had a large catch of fish then and a warm breakfast on the shore, and now they were happy again, almost. After they had eaten, Jesus turned to Peter and asked him three times if he loved him. The third time, John tells us, Peter was very sad. He was grieved because of Jesus' question. There's an old Easter hymn written by Johann Hermann around 1630 that says, if Jesus lives, can I be sad? And we want to answer, certainly not. Can the children fast and mourn while the bridegroom is with them? And yet here's Peter, face to face with his living Lord, and he is filled with grief. He's sad, of course, not because of the Lord standing before him, but because the Lord's questions remind him of promises that he once made and did not keep. Even if all fall away on account of you, I never will. Simon, do you really love me more than these? I will lay down my life for you. Jesus' questions also reminded him of the Lord's warnings, which he had not heeded. Will you really lay down your life for me? Truly, truly, I tell you, before the rooster crows, you will disown me 3 times. Even after the resurrection of Jesus from the dead, when Peter remembered his empty boasting, his failures in following Jesus, or even listening to his warning word, it caused him grief. And well that it did. But such sadness could not remain long in the light of Jesus' great love. Not only had he died for Peter's sin, but he would also even use him, the great sinner, unfaithful friend, in order to bring his kingdom of grace and glory to others. Could Peter still be sad when faced with such a living, loving Lord? Yes, he could. At least be dissatisfied if he looked away from that Lord to those around him. Jesus spoke to him about the kind of death that he would one day suffer to the glory of God. And he looks around at John and asks, well, what about him? And Jesus says, in effect, don't look at him, but fix your eyes on me, the author and finisher of your faith. We too are living after the resurrection, aren't we? And in fact, we've recently commemorated it again. And yet, so many things seem unchanged. Jesus lives, and yet we are sad at times. Sometimes we are saddened because we remember all the times that we have not put to good use the gifts that God has given us. And then it's good that we're sad. He has given us the authority to forgive sins, but we have held grudges instead. He has warned us of temptations that turn our hearts away from Him, and yet we still have walked right into them. He has called us His own, and in our eagerness to enjoy ourselves, we have acted as though we didn't even know Him. Again, we are saddened when we compare ourselves with others. They seem so much more prosperous. They get away with stuff that we never could. They're more gifted. They're more good-looking, more prosperous, more popular, more proficient. Why should they have it so good? Even if they are not as smart or good-looking as we are, we still don't get enough credit for being so much better than them. So it is when we look away from Jesus and look at others. But if we look to Jesus, who loved us and gave Himself for us, who forgives our sin, who calls us His own, who lays before our feet opportunities to show His love to others, then yes, If Jesus lives, can I be sad? I know He loves me and am glad. Though all the world were dead to me, enough, O Christ, if I have Thee. Lord, draw us to Yourself. Amen. Stanza 4.